Testing. Testing.
I was on that committee. And to.
This is the first indication.
I'll defer to you. You go ahead.
I understand.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this privilege of meeting and freedom and self-governance of this facility. And give us wisdom and guidance. Decision for the citizens of our county. In your name we pray, then.
I pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call.
Terry Crawford is absent. Randy Klein.
Here.
Gary McLaughlin.
Here.
Howard.
Rohrabacher, here.
Chuck Sadler.
He's your parents, huh?
We'll have.
Should I say Kraut name?
We have a quorum.
I'll rent it out.
All right, so we have a motion to accept or correct the minutes of last month's meeting.
I so move.
You so move what?
Accept.
Have a second?
Thank you.
All right, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Unfinished business, master plan update.
Master plan update, we received, I think my update this month is the same as last month. We received comments from the FAA, we're waiting on comments from FDOT, and there's no other update on it. We talked to FDOT, and they're aware that we're waiting on their comments. Just a response.
Okay.
Don't want to press too much, otherwise it'll go on the bottom of the stack.
Any comments or questions about the master plan? Okay, fuel farm?
The fuel farm, we were successful in receiving the additional funds from FDOT. We received the supplemental JPA. It adds about $200,000 to the project. Our costs increased $30,000. We've submitted the information to our purchasing people, and they're putting the necessary contract together to notify the low bidder that we'll be selecting them and get started.
Who's the low bidder?
It's Fuel Tech.
Okay.
Yep.
Where are they at?
Florida.
What part of Florida?
I'll have to look at it.
Just not look?
No.
They specialize in fuel farm.
Yes, they are the actual builder of the tanks.
Oh, okay.
They'll put it together.
Okay, that's great. What do you guess timeline for getting that thing in there, operational?
They get 6 months to do it.
From
when they're given the notice to proceed. So that'll happen in about the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay, so we're talking about 7 months.
Could be.
Before the end of the year.
Globally.
Yeah, all right, good.
Okay. Have you made any changes to the padding or anything around it?
We eliminated the truck side, which is the north side of the fuel farm. So we scaled that back, so the trucks will have to load and unload on the one apron that's also shared with the AFGAS, self-shared.
But it will be paved?
Oh yeah, it'll be concrete, yeah, absolutely. That and the GPM on the pump side was reduced from 300 to 210.
Good.
That shaved off a significant amount.
It should also shave off the need for that plastic part.
Probably, yeah. So we did that, pavement, GPM, by reducing the pavement, it also eliminated some of the drainage requirements, some of the trench drains and things like that.
But there's still enough room that the trucks don't have to go in grass?
No, the trucks don't ever go in grass.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Any other questions about the fuel barn? Industrial park. Marketing effort.
On the industrial park, the last meeting I mentioned a broker policy that's in front of everybody. This is specific for Ocala. This is our proposal. It is pretty much based off of broker policy over at Hernando County. I changed the format a little bit, but there's a notice, a disclosure. The actual policy is here, and we've identified the areas that are available. It is proposing an 8% commission of the gross rent for the first 10 years of the lease. There's some other requirements in there, too. I would encourage you to look through it. Nobody has seen this with your eyes yet. So I'm not looking for...
Yeah, right now.
No. I'm not looking for an opinion from you guys, but take it home, put it underneath your pillows, absorb it, get some questions. I'll get with Jerry, and we'll look at some of the more specific clauses. I just pretty much generated this over the past week, so I haven't had much time to get it to anybody else. But it's a start. It's something that we've been talking about for a long time, and we really need to act on it.
Where would this be published? On the city's website?
Well, I think it'll be published on the airport website, and we can get the word out to some of the real estate agencies and do a press release and send it out to all of the registered real estate agents. Yeah. We can do that.
Well, it is, could be contractually binding, so I think you can have to put it there.
No. It'll go.
Yeah.
It'll go to Jimmy. It'll have to be approved by city council anyway.
Right.
Eventually, it's an official policy. So.
They don't have, times where they solicited brokers in the past. You didn't have to reinvent.
We've never solicited brokers since I've been here. I've had a little bit of experience at another airport. We didn't have much luck when we did it. And that airport was a lot bigger than Ocala, with a lot more traffic right off a major interstate. But this policy allows for us to do that, in addition to working with non-exclusive brokers. Somebody off the street that's bringing a client to us.
What do you want us to do with it?
Take it home, look at it, bring some questions at the next meeting. I'll also have some comments back from probably Jimmy by that time, too. Other industrial park marketing, these folders in front of you, were created to hand out and include some of the vacant parcels that we have available for development. And then, of course, we've got our display that we took up to the Schedulers and Dispatchers Convention up in New Orleans this past week, and had some great luck up there advertising the airport. Spoke to a lot of users that currently fly into the airport or have flown into the airport in the past, and it was nice to connect with them. Melanie Gabordi with the Economic Development Department for the city, and Felicia Judge with the Chamber, both went up there and partnered in the display. We got a lot of good comments just from the fact that we were partnering with our chamber, the city and the chamber up there. So that was nice to see. A lot of airports congratulated us on the display, and we'll end up doing it again next year.
Yeah. Make it Photoshop that greener.
I tried. Yeah, well, I did Photoshop it. It's a little pixelated on the top. It was just a little hazy. I had to get the best one possible. We do have a better picture now, and it's that one, that aerial.
Actually, I like this one better.
Yeah. The oblique.
Yeah, I like it. I kind of like that camera. Yeah. Because if this was taken with green,
Well, it'll get green again.
Hopefully.
If the weather cooperates, I'll get up and kind of redo the picture.
We don't feel like it's a fair place to take your...
Just hang out the window and take your cell phone and get a good picture.
Exactly.
Very good. All right, anything else on that?
On that, that's it.
Airport engineering construction selection update.
The RFO was submitted to our purchasing people. They're tailoring it to match their boilerplate format, and I expect it to be published in the next couple weeks at least. So we're moving forward on that, yeah.
All right. New business.
No new business.
You have any report other than that? Fuel ops.
Correct. On the fuel side, we finished the year 8.7% over last year's numbers. Total fuel delivered 624,762 gallons. So that's the second year in a row that we've seen some positive growth. Operationally speaking, this...
Gallons or dollars?
Gallon. This format right here, this is the tower operations. These are all the control facilities in Florida, ranked from busiest to least busy. I'm proud to say that we are not on the bottom of the list.
What is BKV?
The personnel. Fernando.
Wow. Nearly there, though.
Yeah, nearly there. Yeah,
just behind Leesburg.
What is it based on? General aviation?
It's everything. Any operation between the opening hours and closing hours, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and it's everything. IFR, VFR, military.
So you add all of that together.
And the breakout is included in that format. So we've had...
it's like 50% of
40 air carrier operations.
Horse plane.
Horse charters, team charters, honor flight.
There's no place on here where they put the hours that are there.
Of each one?
No.
So we wouldn't qualify for a tower today based on these numbers?
Well, it's tough to say because they don't look at just the numbers itself. They look at the type of operations and when they're occurring. And they score all of those differently.
Okay.
31 Lakeland.
I'm sorry.
What is 31? Yeah.
Miami Beach McCoy, isn't that interesting? That's far
except DTW.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought McCoy was more busy than Miami.
Interesting. All right, we can study these.
Yeah.
What else you have, Matt?
That's it.
That's it.
Tracy, how's that? How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Not where I want to be right now for January, but not bad.
Your restaurant, I'm ashamed to say I don't know the answer.
The state inspector's coming tomorrow, and he's going to do a soft opening on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And hopefully be back in swing by Monday.
Yes,
a lot of cleaning and a lot of changes. So
yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Somebody's going to somehow blast it out.
Right.
Let pilots know there's hamburgers to fly to.
Yeah. And we've been
it's the best way to let pilots know that.
Put on AirNav for sure.
We'll put it on our Facebook page.
He could do very simple facts. He could put up POs around the state. He's got to connect with the town, show them how to go through that.
And you get the word out.
I actually have some flyer stuff and on bulletin boards and just spread them out to the clouds, put them out there. They have some flying stuff that go around in
airport. Yeah, I talked to the St. Augustine Pilots Association. Tuesday or Wednesday night they called. Gave them the stuff that needs to be opened. They did a lot of them. Who else?
You're outside of all, when the sun is back open.
Yeah, because we get a lot of people to sell for something. It's a good place to stop right before they get into that airspace with the full tank.
Maybe somehow you get a little notice there, the air restaurant.
You want to call that off?
Any way you can do that? That'd be really tough. That'd be tough to get out of that.
No cooler services, so they let it tough.
All right.
We'll do what we can to help them out. It's in our best interest.
All right. Anybody else out there in the audience want to address the board? Why are you here?
We're actually with Hanson Professional Services, consulting for you guys, so just kind of drop it in. Well, anybody else? All right. Board members, you got anything?
I'm good.
You good?
I'm good.
Motion to adjourn?
Most, I so move.
Pretty telling, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You see Barco on this list? I don't see Barco. It's like the stock market, except the stock market.